what is the hardest or best thing about growing up? And the hardest thing is trying to get through creative blocks that I didn't have when I was younger. What was the happiest moment of your life?
One of the happiest moments of my life has been something I've been trying to accomplish for a very long time. I'm a children's writer as well as a storyteller. And I submitted a manuscript, a children's book called Operation Middle School Madness, to the Utah Arts Council. And I was able to get first prize. And I won $1,000. And it was just a really nice experience because I've been writing for years and I finally got some acknowledgement that maybe what I'm writing might be all right. So I was just very happy about that. The next question for the person that will follow me is, what do you see yourself in 10 years?
I see myself in 10 years in a really good potter with, and I would be married and I would have like one or two children, and I would be a really good potter. If you could interview anyone from your life, living or dead, but not a celebrity, who would it be and why?
I would interview my Grandpa Johnson because he was a great role model in my life. And the question I'm going to leave is, how did you meet your best friend?
This story is a great one because we lived in Santa Barbara and we had just one little boy and he was about 6 months old and we didn't really have any friends yet. And we went to state conference, and after state conference, this lady that I had met once or twice in our ward, she came up to me and she said, I made a lasagna and I've been praying about who we could share it with, and I saw you and I knew it was you. And so we went over to their house for dinner, and almost 18 years later, we're still great, great friends. And the next question will be, what was the happiest moment of your life?
The happiest moment of my life was when I summited the peak of a difficult hike and looked all around me and had this realization that I had gotten myself up there. I had trained, I had worked hard, I had taken myself from a point where I could barely run, I was always out of shape, to a point where it was a no-brainer if I wanted to go for a 10-mile hike because that was easy and I can do it. And that moment of realization was the happiest moment of my life. How did you meet your best friend?
Okay, so my best friend and I, we've known each other for about 21 years. We met at some random little parent co-op preschool, but not really preschool, it's like a preschool class where all the parents would sit in circles and all the kids would sit in their laps. And at one point in time, I don't remember really why, but at one point in time, I got up and ran across the circle and she got up and ran across the circle and we sat in each other's mother's laps. And so that is really how we met. And after that point in time, we did preschool together. We went to elementary school, middle school, high school together. And we've just always been together. And we're separated. We live in different states now. But we're still super close. We can not talk to each other for a couple weeks and pick up like we've never stopped talking. And that's really great.